Ecclesiastes. Chapter 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity, worthless, futile. What profit does a man have from all his labor which he undertakes under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goes down, and hurries to his place where he arose. The wind goes towards the south, and turns about to the north, it whirls about continually, and the wind returns again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea. Yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot speak it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. That which has been, it is that which will be. And that which is done is that which will be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already from old times, which was before us. There is no memory of former things. Neither will there be any memory of things that are to come with those who will come afterward. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This hard labor God has given to the sons of man to be exercised by it. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and, indeed, all is vanity and futility of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is lacking cannot be numbered. I communed with my own heart, saying, look, I have come to a great estate, and have obtained more wisdom than all those who have been before me in Jerusalem. Yes, my heart has great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly, I perceived that this also is futility of spirit. Because in much wisdom is much grief. And he who increases in knowledge increases in sorrow. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said in my heart, go now, I will prove you with joy, therefore enjoy pleasure, and, indeed, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad. And of joy, what does it accomplish? I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, until I might see what good that was for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their lives. I made for myself great works, I built for myself houses, I planted for myself vineyards. I made for myself gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made for myself pools of water, to water with the wood that brings forth trees. I obtained for myself servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house, also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all who were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered for myself also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces, I got for myself men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also remained with me. And whatever my eyes desired I did not keep from them, I did not withhold my heart from any joy. Because my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and, indeed, all was vanity, worthless, futile, and trouble of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to look at wisdom, and madness, and folly, because what can the man do who comes after the king? Even that which has been already done. Then I saw that wisdom is greater than folly, as far as light is greater than darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head. But the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happens to them all. Then I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me, and why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, that this also is vanity. Because there is no memory of the wise more than of the fool forever, since that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how does the wise man die? Just as the fool. Therefore I hated life. Because the work that is done under the sun is grievous to me, because all is vanity and trouble of spirit. Yes, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man who will come after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet he will have rule over all my labor in which I have labored, and in which I have shown myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. Because there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in fairness, yet to a man who has not labored in it he will leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. Because what has man of all his labor, and of the trouble of his heart, in which he has labored under the sun? Because all his days are sorrows, and his labor grief, yes, his heart does not take rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man, than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. Because who can eat, or who else can hurry to it, more than I? Because God gives to a man what is good in his sight, wisdom, and knowledge, and joy, but to the sinner he gives trouble, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him what is good before God. This also is vanity and trouble of spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to reap that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit does he have who works in that in which he labors? I have seen the trouble, which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice, and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that, whatever God does, it will be forever, nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it, and God does it, that men should fear, reverence him. That which has been is now. And that which is to be has already been, and God requires that which is past. And furthermore I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that sin was there. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked. Because there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might reveal them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Because that which happens to the sons of men happens to beasts, even one thing happens to them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they have all one breath. So that a man has no prominence above a beast, because all is vanity. All go to one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth? Therefore I perceive that there is nothing better, than that a man should rejoice in his own works, because that is his portion. Because who will bring him to see what will be after him? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. So I returned, and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and indeed the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter, and on the side of their oppressors there was power. But they had no comforter. Therefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yes, better is he than both they, which have not yet been, who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all trouble, and every right work, for which a man is envied by his neighbor. This is also vanity and trouble of spirit. The fool folds his hands together, and eats his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness, than both the hands full with trouble and turmoil of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second, yes, he has neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither does he ask. For whom do I labor, and deprive my soul of good? This is also vanity, yes, it is a great trouble. Two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. Because if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, because he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. Because out of prison he comes to reign. Whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becomes poor. I considered all the living who walk under the sun, with the second child that will stand up in his place. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them, those also who come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and turmoil of spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Watch your step when you go to the house temple of God, and be more ready to listen than to give the sacrifice of fools. Because they do not consider that they are doing evil. Do not be quick to speak, and do not let your heart be quick to speak anything before God, because God is in heaven, and you are upon earth. Therefore let your words be few. Because a dream comes through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When you vow a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, because he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you have vowed. It is better that you not make a vow, than that you should make a vow and not pay. Do not allow your mouth to cause your flesh to sin, neither say before the angel, that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice, and destroy the work of your hands? Because in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also various vanities, but fear, revere God. If you see the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, do not marvel at the matter. Because he who is higher than the highest is watching. And there are those higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all, the king himself is served by the field. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase, this is also vanity. When goods increase, those who eat them are increased, and what good is there to its owners, except seeing them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not allow him to sleep. There is a great evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for its owners to their own hurt. But those riches perish by evil trouble, and he fathers a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth from his mother's womb, naked he will return to go as he came, and will take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a great evil, that in all points as he came, so will he go, and what profit does he have who has labored for the wind? Also, all his days he eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow and anger with his sickness. Indeed, that which I have seen, it is good and beautiful for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he takes under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him. Because it is his portion. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and has given him power to eat of it, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Because he will not long remember the days of his life, because God answers him in the joy of his heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God has given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he lacks nothing for his soul of all that he desires, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, but a stranger eats it, this is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man fathers 100 children, and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, and his soul is not filled with good, and that he also has no burial. I say, that an untimely birth is better than he. Because he comes in with vanity, and departs in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Furthermore, he has not seen the sun, nor known anything, this has more rest than the other. Yes, though he live 1,000 years twice told, yet he has seen no good, do not all go to one place. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. Because what does the wise man have more than the fool? What does the poor have, who knows to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire, this is also vanity and turmoil of spirit. That which has been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with one who is mightier than he. Since there are many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? Because who knows what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he spends is a shadow. Because who can tell a man what will be after him under the sun? Ecclesiastes chapter 7. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning, than to go to the house of feasting, because that is the end of all men. And the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter. Because by the sadness of the countenance facial expression, the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise, than for a man to hear the song of fools. Because as the crackling of thorns under a pot, says the laughter of the fool, this also is vanity. Surely oppression makes a wise man mad, and a bribe destroys the heart. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not be quick in your spirit to be angry. Because anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these? Because you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. And by it there is profit to those who see the sun. Because wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is, that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Consider the work of God. Because who can make that straight, which he has made crooked? In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also has set the one opposite the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All things I have seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs his life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, neither make yourself overly wise, why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, neither be foolish, why should you die before your time? It is good that you should take hold of this. Yes, also from this do not withdraw your hand. Because he who fears reverences God will come forth from them all. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Because there is not a just man upon earth, who does good, and does not sin. Also take no heed to all words that are spoken, lest you hear your servant curse you. Because also your own heart knows that oftentimes you yourself likewise have cursed others. All this I have proved by wisdom, I said, I will be wise. But it was far from me. That which is far off, and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? I applied my heart to know, and to search, and to seek out wisdom, and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I find the woman, whose heart is snares and nets, more bitter than death in her hands is bands. Whoever pleases God will escape from her. But the sinner will be taken by her. Indeed, this I have found. Says the preacher. Counting one by one, to find out the account. Which my soul seeks yet, but I do not find it. One man among a thousand I have found, but a woman among all those I have not found. Look, this only I have found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Who is as the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom causes his face to shine, and the boldness of his face will be changed. I counsel you to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard to the oath of God. Do not be quick to go out of his sight, do not stand in an evil thing. Because he does whatever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say to him, what are you doing? Whoever keeps the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore the misery of man is great upon him. Because he does not know that which will be, because who can tell him when it will be? There is no man who has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither does he have power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war. Neither will wickedness deliver those who are given to it. All this have I seen, and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time in which one man rules over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence is not executed speedily against an evil work, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with those who fear, reverence God, who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, neither will he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear, reverence God. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth. That there are just men, to whom it happens according to the work of the wicked. Again, there are wicked men, to whom it happens according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Then I commended joy, because a man has no better thing under the sun, than to eat, and to drink, and to be merry. Because his labor the days of his life will stay with him, which God gives him under the sun. When I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth, because also there is that one who neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes. Then I saw all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labors to seek it out, yet he will not find it. Yes, further. Though a wise man thinks to know it, yet he will not be able to find it.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9. For all this I considered in my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous, and the wise, and their works, are in the hands of God. No man knows either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous, and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him who sacrifices, and to him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he who swears, as he who fears an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event to all. Yes, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. Because to him who is joined to all the living there is hope, because a living dog is better than a dead lion. Because the living know that they will die. But the dead do not know anything, neither do they have any more a reward, because the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, and their hatred, and their envy, is now perished. Neither do they have any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, because God now accepts your works. Let your clothes be always white. And let your head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity, which he has given you under the sun, all the days of your vanity. Because that is your portion in this life, and in your labor which you take under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Because there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom, in the grave, where you go. I returned, and saw under the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Because man also does not know his time. As the fish that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it comes suddenly upon them. This wisdom I have seen also under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him who rules among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the perfume to send forth a stinking aroma, so it is a little folly to him who has a reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yes also, when he who is a fool walks by the way, his wisdom fails him, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rises up against you, do not leave your place, because yielding pacifies great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He who digs a pit will fall into it. And whoever breaks a hedge, a snake will bite him. Whoever removes stones will be hurt by it, and he who splits wood will be endangered by it. If the iron is blunt, and he does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the snake will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what will be. And what will be after him, who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them, because he does not know how to go to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes eat in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes eat in due season, for strength, and not for drunkenness. By much laziness the building decays. And through idleness of the hands the house drops through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers all things. Do not curse the king, no, not even in your thoughts. And do not curse the rich in your bedroom. Because a bird of the air will carry the voice, and that which has wings will tell the matter.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Cast your bread upon the waters, because you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight. Because you do not know what evil will be upon the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falls towards the south, or towards the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will remain. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her who is with child. Even so you do not know the works of God who makes all. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, because you do not know whether either this or that will prosper, or whether they both will be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to see the sun. But if a man lives many years, and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, because they will be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth. And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes. But know, that for all these things God will bring you into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from your heart, and put away evil from your flesh, because childhood and youth are vanity.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days do not come, nor the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars, are not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house will tremble, and the strong men will bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look out of the windows are darkened. And the doors will be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he will rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music will be brought low. Also when they will be afraid of that which is high, and fears will be in the way, and the almond tree will flourish, and the grasshopper will be a burden, and desire will fail, because man goes to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. And furthermore, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, yes, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads pointed sticks, cattle prods, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear, reverence, God, and keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. Because God will bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it is good, or whether it is evil.